Hey guys, how are you? Thank you so much for tuning back again. So let's be honest, this is your girl Ropani here. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you guys. Make sure to follow me on the ground at Let's Be Honest for some updated poetry as well as these podcasts that I'm updating them there for you guys. And without further ado, I do have another guest for you guys here. So do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
What up, what up, what up? It's your girl Ina Mike, Harriet's cousin, sister, best friend. I don't know what you want to call it, but I'm all of it. Okay. I don't know what you want to know. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. Yeah, woo, Salt Lake. Anyway.
All
right. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Good.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. Okay.
Definitely. We're going to have a lot of fun. So these questions are just life questions in general. So there's no time or anything. Think about the questions before answering them and, you know, take your time. There's no rush. So I'll go ahead and get started whenever you're ready. Okay.
Let's do this.
All right, so first question here. How many times a day do you think about money?
minutes, hours, seconds, all of it.
Why?
All of it.
Why do you think about it so much?
Money makes the world go round. Like, without money, nothing's happening.
Yeah, I definitely hear you on that one. So who has the biggest influence on you in regarding to money? So, like, your relationship with money?
My biggest influence would probably be my mother. God, love that
tell
woman.
Tell me more.
Chad, think he dead. Onissimo. Love that woman. Hello.
Oh,
but you cannot get you cannot get anything past this woman. I had to learn the ups and downs, the goods and evils of money. Like every young adult in America, I went out and got me a couple credit cards. Not one, not two, but three.
Oh my God.
And all three credit cards had, of course, 24% interest rates. But did I know what that was? Nope. All I knew was it was free money. So, of course, after, I don't know, a year or two, I have racked up $14,000 in debt. And I'm still in school. I'm living at my parents' house. I'm working these, like, minimum wage jobs. Like, I don't know who I thought I was.
Oh, man.
So, of course, you know, bill collectors, banks, credit card companies, they're all trying to get a hold of me, you know?
They can't find you.
They cannot find me. And I guess my mom, she started getting curious, and she, like, opened one of my letters, and she saw that it was, like, a past due bill. So we had to have a little heart-to-heart. And she sat me down and she talked me through, like, the goods and evils of money. Like, having money is good, but like, you gotta be responsible with it, you know?
Girl, I didn't even know this story. That's beautiful.
Oh man, yep. She's actually the one who helped me get out of debt. But the thing is, she didn't know that it was the $14,000. She thought it was, like, $600. So this poor woman was giving me $25 out of her check every time she got paid
Oh
to
my
help me
God.
pay off that $600. Oh my God. I tear up about it thinking about it sometimes, but damn. Imagine if I would have told her the full amount.
Imagine, imagine.
Yeah, but that one lesson, oh, that one lesson changed my life.
That's good. I'm glad you still remember that. That is a life lesson.
Yep.
Oh man, I love it.
But yeah, I mean, to answer your question, I think about money every day, you know, because I went through that struggle and I never want to go through that again, you know. I think about money a lot because I want to have, I mean, I don't expect to be a millionaire. I don't expect to be these celebrities that are like private jets, mansions all over the place. I just want to be in a comfortable position where I want to have enough money where I don't have to worry if anything comes up, you know? I don't have to worry about how I'm gonna pay mortgage or I'm gonna pay my car note. And, you know, if one of my siblings or one of my parents has a problem come up, I don't have to worry about, okay, well, where are we gonna get the money to pay for these things, you know? But that's kind of why I think about money a lot, you know?
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, that definitely makes sense. So what's one thing you're certain of? Like for sure in your life.
One thing I'm certain of.
And you can, you know, tell a story too if you want. Your stories are great.
Oh, girl, let's not do that. One thing I'm certain of. Wow, I've never been asked that before. I honestly don't know if I can even answer that question. 'Cause like I feel like you know this, but I'm such an uncertain person. Like, I don't know. If you ask me anything, my answer is I don't know.
Like, do you want to take time to think about it, or you just want to, like, we'll just get to the
That's the
next question?
problem. Like, if you give me time to think about it, I'm gonna overthink it. And I'm never gonna come to a conclusion. That's So like now you're giving me a bigger problem.
Just throwing more gas on the fire.
Yeah, so I honestly I don't think I can answer that question.
Okay, that's no problem. So do you want to describe one of your greatest failures?
One of my greatest failures. Is it, what if I feel like it's a failure that I'm still going through?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
So, I'm 28 years old and I still haven't graduated from college or university, nothing. And growing up, I always had this expectation. My parents had the expectation, like kind of everyone had the expectation that I would be the one to finish school. But yet, here I am, almost 30 with no degree. Like, I mean, I don't know what it is either. Like, I don't know if it's just laziness, if I've lost the motivation that I had when I was younger. Like, you know, life changes, your plans change, but I feel like school was always the consistent one that I always knew. Like, you have to finish school. Like, you have so much people counting on you. You have to finish school. So, I don't know. If anyone has any like tips to help me get back into it, I'd be very appreciative of it.
Yeah,
But
definitely, guys. Reach out to my girl here.
I would love to find that drive, that motivation. Like, I'd like to find the girl that I was back then, like her motivation to finish school. I wish I was her today.
Girl, you're gonna get there.
Yeah.
We're gonna set these goals and you're gonna achieve them.
Yeah.
Step by step.
We got
All
to. We got to.
and what makes you cringe?
Rude people.
Do you want to explain?
Like, I don't know. Maybe cringe isn't the word to use. No, let me not say rude people. Hold on. Ooh, I feel like I'm taking forever to answer.
No, girl, my favorite, my type love that.
So, I can understand sarcasm, but what makes me cringe is people who are like constantly sarcastic and they can't read the room. So then, like, it kind of now you kind of experience like secondhand embarrassment, you know? Like, you gotta watch this train wreck happen.
Secondhand
Like, I mean, I mean, I brought, you remember my friend? Man, I really hope this podcast does not reach her. I mean, not that I don't want you to like succeed, but like, I hope it doesn't reach her. But I knew this girl I used to work with when I used
I mean,
to.
you could say anonymous names. I mean, if you don't give a shit, then you don't give a shit.
Listen, you know what? Fuck it. So her name was Kayla. You remember Kayla? You remember girl Kayla, right?
Yes.
So Kayla was a very aggressive person. She is very opinionated, and when she has something to say, like she will make sure you all hear what she has to say, you know? So whenever we'd go out to parties or whenever we'd hang out in groups, like everyone's kind of just the chill vibe, everyone's kind of like just calmly talking to other like to each other. But Kayla, sometimes if she feels like she's not being included in the conversation, like she'll like force herself into it, I guess.
Y'all gonna listen to me
And
today.
she doesn't exactly like you all ain't gonna ignore me. But she doesn't know how to do it in like a calm way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, let me just say it. Like, she loud as hell. And she, okay, so there's one time out, this is at work, you know, this is a call center job. There's calls happening 24/7. Like, there's this kid sitting next to me. Like, both of our calls were on hold. So, like, I was talking to him. Like, we're talking about our weekend, like, what we did, and yada, yada, yada. And Kayla was sitting on my other side. And, like, as I was talking to Tony, she just kind of like, literally inserts her face in between our conversations. She says, "Don't forget I'm over here, guys." Like, oh my God, that's the kind of person she was.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And like, I mean, someone like me, I can ha ha brush that off. But like, someone like the kid that I was talking to, he doesn't know Kayla, so he was like, kind of
A little comfortable.
uncomfortable with the situation. So. That I mean, fuck, I don't even remember what the question is anymore. Like,
Nah, girl, you're good.
oh my God.
Oh man. All right, so next question. What does your inner voice tell you?
Listen, my inner voice is a bad bitch, okay? Like,
You want to tell me about this bad bitch?
I mean, not really, because not many people know about her, so.
Okay,
But
give it a little bit.
this girl thinks she's like Cash Doll mixed with Meg Thee Stallion, mixed with just all the bad black women that you can think of. That's her. And y'all can't tell me nothing.
Special power.
That's my power. But like, the thing is, she's my inner person. I don't know how to get her out.
Oh, you don't know how to get
I
her
would
out
love to
yet.
introduce her to the world, but like, we're not ready yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll get there. It takes time.
Yeah.
It definitely takes time. What crime have you considered committing?
What crime?
Yep.
Bitch. Do you know that show, Queen of the South, on Netflix? Derecita? Okay. I'm trying to be Teresa, okay? Queen of the South, yo.
Really good.
Oh my gosh, that's my shit, yo. But I don't know how to sell cocaine like that, so but yeah, that's the crime. Oh man, I love that show. I'm gonna need Netflix to hurry it on up and bring on season, what is it, three, four?
I think four. I think
I'm ready.
yeah. Hey, what's great about your mom?
What's great about my mom?
Talk to
Man,
her.
my mom is my best friend, but sometimes she can also feel like my enemy. This woman is very smart. Like, when it comes to things with like money and planning, she's a genius at it. But like, she's very mean as well. She has an attitude. She has
I
a
think we've all experienced
yeah,
that.
she has an attitude. And she's not afraid to say what's on her mind, good or bad. But I gotta respect her 'cause she's taught me a lot. The only reason I am where I am today is definitely because of my mom. I mean,
Yeah, I can see that.
she's taught me to hustle for sure. She's taught me hard work. She's taught me sacrifice. Like, man, yeah.
She's basically someone you look up to.
She's someone I look up to, and she's also someone whose mistakes I know I'll learn from.
It's beautifully said.
Yes.
And then what's great about your dad?
Would you ask me this, bro?
We can skip.
Oh man. I mean, I'm growing to love him. Let's just say that. I'm growing to love him. Next question. God, you are the worst.
I was ready for this question.
Oh God.
All
Oh,
right, fair enough.
it got hot. Like, I'm gonna have to crack open the window.
I need a cop. Okay. Excuse me. Oh, man. Skip.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Skip what? You wait for me?
Okay. Which day would you gladly relive?
Which day would I gladly relive? Which day would I gladly relive? I would gladly relive my birthday.
Yeah, which one?
One that just passed. My 28th birthday in New York City with my best friend.
That's me, you guys.
Man, we just walking all up and down these New York streets like this is not a whole pandemic, but you know, it's whatever.
Yeah, we had a good time. Right, girl, you ready for your last question?
Yes.
All right. What do you want people you meet for the first time to think about you?
I don't know. Can I? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'd like them to think that I'm a good person.
You're a very genuine
I'm a very
person.
genuine person. I'm very down to earth. I can be funny, I like to think. Yeah, well, I'm a cool person.
Yeah, you're very honest too. You
Yeah.
have really good qualities.
Wow, these are some deep
Over
ass
it.
questions. Like, what's good, Harriet? Like, is this what New York has done to you?
First question.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, so see, this was really helpful.
Okay, I like it. I
Was
love
there
it.
thanks. Was there anything you wanted to add before we end?
Yeah. I wish you the best of luck with this podcast. I always want to
Thanks.
see you succeed.
Thanks, girl. And thank you guys so much for listening again. Make sure to check out my gram at Let's Be Honest for some updated poetry and some updated podcasts as well. Much love. You guys take care. Bye-bye.